Well, as long as your smartphone isn't stolen, you can snap a picture with it and share that picture using a program that is apparently very valuable, Instagram. Yesterday, Facebook agreed to buy the photo sharing service for more than $1 billion. It's a jaw-dropping price for a company that's less than 2 years old. Not only does Instagram have no profits, it has no revenue. That's right, it brings in no money at all. So we asked NPR's Silicon Valley correspondent Steve Henn to explain the math.
Just as a point of comparison, the New York Times was founded in 1851. It employs thousands of people, and right now it's valued less than this tiny startup, Instagram. So why is Facebook willing to pay so much?
The argument that they're doing this just to keep it out of the hands of Twitter, where it could be actually quite useful, that argument to me seems more plausible than any of the others that I've heard.
That's Josh Bernoff. He's a VP at Forrester Research and author of the book Groundswell about social media companies. Bernoff says investors are usually motivated by either greed or fear. And in this case, Facebook seems to have been afraid of Instagram's potential.
That's frankly a better explanation than any other I can think of for a price this high. I mean, they got some talent, but that's a relatively small number of people for $1 billion.
It's true that Instagram has fewer than 24 employees, but it's growing incredibly fast. Last week, it released an app for Android phones, and in just a few days, it added more than 1 million new users. Instagram allows users to take pictures with their phones and edit them in beautiful ways, share them with their friends. It's simple. Sarah Clayton, a student at the University of Southern California, is worried Facebook may use the company to collect more data about her life. Still,
Instagram for me is too addicting to quit. Taking photos and putting them through black and white filters or sepia-tone filters is really rejuvenating, and I don't think I'll be stopping for a while.
Still, many Instagram devotees like Olivia Vincent, Justin Boyer, Chris Stanton, and Caleb Brown reacted to the news that it was selling out to Facebook yesterday with horror.
I love Instagram for showing pictures instead of ignorant, misspelled statuses.
I think people are a little fed up with Facebook.
Honestly, I just hope they don't make any changes to it, because Instagram is a platform that is very simple and just almost perfect.
I think Facebook buying Instagram is a terrible idea.
Millions of Instagram users love it. They're addicted to it. They share 5 million photos a day. So the first challenge facing Facebook will be not to mess that up. Then it needs to help this little company continue to grow and then develop into an actual business. Instagram isn't the first little startup to be bought for an outrageous sum by an established internet giant. YouTube was bought for $1.6 billion by Google 6 years ago. Still, many, if not most, of these kinds of deals fail. What's unusual this time is the buyer in this case, Facebook, hasn't even gone public yet.
You rarely see a large acquisition, let alone a billion-dollar acquisition, take place in a company that's in the run-up to its IPO.
And because of that, Josh Bernoff at Forrester says he can't think of any other deal quite as audacious as this one.
If you can go and make a $1 billion acquisition and basically say to the shareholders and potential shareholders, I hope you like this because this is the way we run things. Well, this is a pretty good test of whether Mark Zuckerberg really can get away with whatever he wants.
Josh Bernoff says a few years from now, it will be abundantly clear to those investors whether this was another brilliant business decision or Mark Zuckerberg's first big mistake. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.